I'm going out.
Out? Out where?
Outside the hive.
Hold it. Flight deck's restricted.
It's okay, Lou. We're going to take them up.
Let's move it out!
Bees in the Bee Movie. They're not having so much fun in Britain, though. Many have gone extinct. So the scientists, like Dr. Nikki Gammons, are coming south to New Zealand to get replacements. Truly.
Okay, what made you think of getting bumblebees from New Zealand? It's a long way away.
It is a long way away. Well, they were deliberately introduced there about 120 years ago to pollinate the red clover, because none of the native bee species over in New Zealand actually pollinated it. So they've sent over. We know that they've been there now for 120 years. Sadly, in the UK, this particular bumblebee species has gone extinct. So we thought we'd bring back the original from New Zealand and reintroduce it to the UK.
What do you need it for?
Pollination.
But surely you've got plenty of other bees who could do that job.
Well, we do have other bumblebees, but you see, half of our bumblebee species are actually declining, and it's very, very worrying because they are very important pollinators. And by bringing this bee back, it's actually a flagship for bumblebee conservation and really trying to stop this horrible decline in bumblebee numbers.
So you went there, you got your bumblebees, your queens. How many?
Well, I only went over for a trial, so I went over and had a look, and I wanted to see where their range was, where they were found. So I didn't actually collect any of the subterraneous queens. I left them there, but I brought back queens of other species to test whether the methodology was okay with keeping them in my camper van, flying them back, and they're being now tested on for any diseases that they may have.
How do you carry back a queen?
In an old-fashioned hair roller is what we're using. This may sound a bit odd, but it's the best thing to do because they've got lots of holes in, they're very aerated, they can also stick out their tongues and collect into the nectar that we offer them in cotton wool. And when they're in hibernation, they want to be in as small a place as possible so they don't lose any of their energy.
So you bring them back, you do their genes to make sure they're pretty well similar to the ones...
We've done that already. We've done the genetics on them. We know they're the same ones because we've got all the documentation of them being taken out there. All the entomologists have recorded them all. So we know they are exactly the same as what they were.
And you let them loose, not presumably any old place in the UK, big area. Where'd you choose?
Well, no, definitely not. We've lost 98% of our wildflower meadows in the UK here. It's been awful. So what we're trying to do is recreate this habitat. Now, the last place they were recorded is in a place called Dungeness in the south of Kent. That's where they were last recorded, and that has a high diversity of bumblebees. This is the best place to bring them back because work has been done there for the last 10, 15 years to recreate this habitat. And lots of farmers and lots of other landowners are really on board and recreating the habitat for this bumblebee species.
So they haven't been released yet?
Not released yet. What we're doing is we're going back in November, collecting the queens, captivating them over in New Zealand, and the next generation we'll fly back to the UK ready for release in June, which is their normal emergence time in the UK.
The worry is that as they were made extinct once, could not the same forces knock them off again?
Yes, I mean, that is obviously one of the things that we are concerned about. What we've got to do is, we do believe it's basically the destroying of their habitat, which has caused their extinction. So therefore, if we recreate this habitat, we're really hoping this will give them a really good chance to survive.
And what will they fertilise?
Well, they pollinate lots of our wildflowers, which is, of course, very important. But they're also very important for all of our native fruits as well, strawberries, tomatoes, blackberries as well. And they're also very good at peas and beans. So they're very important pollinators of many of our agricultural crops.
Isn't that charming? And bumblebees, those big creatures, they're so much bigger than the honeybees, aren't they?
They're very much bigger, yeah. Very, very distinctive from the honeybee. They're much furrier, much more bulky, and not quite as aggressive as well as the honeybee.
And someone once worked out that it's impossible for them to fly, according to engineering. It's amazing, isn't it?
That's correct. They are very, very hard to fly. They have to beat their wings at about 200 beats per second. So, yes, they defy all science.
Good luck with the experiment.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Nikki Gammons is the project officer for the reintroduction of the short-haired bumblebee.